Okay, I'm going to call to order this, Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016, meeting of the Senate Committee on Workforce and General Government. Welcome those of you who are here. This will be our last regular meeting of this short session. And we have just one item on it. We have a public hearing, and I expect a work session on House Bill 4106 that comes to us from the House. And I will ask the two sponsors to please come up, Representatives Gomberg and Kenemer. And Jen, you want to tell us about
it? Did you open the hearing on?
No, I guess I didn't. Thank you. All right, I'm going to open the public hearing on House Bill 4106.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a measure that requires state agencies to report annually to the Legislative Assembly any information related to the use of temporary rulemaking procedures. There are no amendments before you. The bill has a minimal fiscal impact. There's no revenue impact, and it came across from the House on a vote of 58-0.
Okay, so representatives, aside from that overwhelming sign of approval from the other side of the building, why should we vote for this?
It's an excellent idea, Mr. Chairman. The members of the committee, for the record, David Gomberg from House District 10 on the beautiful Oregon coast, where we'll be getting back to soon. Colleagues, we are beset by emergencies here in the legislature. I was reminded earlier today that 49% of the bills that come through here have emergency clauses attached to them, sometimes for better reason than others. But when legislation comes before us, we at least have the opportunity to say, what's the emergency? And we're trying to do that with increasing frequency and get some explanation as to the reason that measure needs to go into effect other than in the normal period of time. We don't have that opportunity with rules that are implemented by agencies because they don't come before us, and nobody gets an opportunity to ask those questions. So what we're simply proposing is that if somebody wants to implement a rule in other than the normal period of time, that they explain what the urgency might be. It's certainly not intended to preclude people from other than normal periods of time, but simply to add some explanation when they do something out of the ordinary. And with that simple explanation, I'll turn things over to my capable co-carrier.
Thank you. Thank you, committee. For the record, Bill Kenemer, State Representative, District 39. And thank you for this hearing and this opportunity to talk about this bill. I appreciate Representative Gomberg co-chief sponsoring this bill with me. And both of us have quite a concern about emergencies that aren't always emergencies. And what that does is it truncates the process and doesn't give people opportunity to participate in the discussion. And this bill is, there's going to be an initiative filed, and I'm not involved in that, but on legislative bills. So that's a different matter. But this has to do with agencies and their use of what are called temporary rules, which is the equivalent of our emergency clause. And I think the most egregious one that I'm familiar with was last year when the Oregon Health Authority retroactively changed CCO, Community Care Organization reimbursements, and changed them retroactively. First of all, I have a little issue with retroactivity. I think there's sort of an ethical question there. But secondly, what it did is there was no real recourse for discussion. It was simply implemented, and then we're stuck in deep legal problems and all kinds of snarls, and I don't think that's the way we do business in Oregon. We talk to each other, we work it out, we try to figure it out. And that's really kind of what this bill's about. Let's get to some common sense, let's work together. And what it does really is, in this first phase, is it simply requires a report from each agency about how much they use these temporary rules. And I think two things. One is, I think that will tend, since there's going to now be some accountability, will tend to encourage them to be cautious. Secondly, it gives us data so we know whether or not it's being, how often it's being used, and whether or not maybe we need to legislate specifically about that, or whether it's being handled more appropriately. And with that, I guess we're open for questions and comments.
Senator Gelzer, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm noticing it's the A engrossed because I had received some concerns. Now it comes back to me what this bill is.
Perfect.
I had received some concerns about the bill because there are the original.
Yes.
And I just want to make clear for the record, just as there are bills that absolutely do need an emergency clause,
yes,
there are times when it is absolutely essential that an agency has the flexibility to do emergency rulemaking. A really good example of that, something a couple of us have worked on, has been safety around licensed providers. I know the Department of Human Services recently adopted emergency rules around the licensure of child care providers in order to make better choices about who small children were being entrusted to based on things that we had recently found. So I just want to make sure going forward that we're not tossing the baby out with the bathwater as we explore the information that comes back, and then also recognizing the impact of federal regulations and waivers, especially on our programs for individuals with developmental disabilities and APD, where emergency rules are needed in order to maintain compliance for our considerable federal funding.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Gelser, thank you very much. I couldn't agree more. And again, I want to emphasize the intent here is not to preclude people from implementing emergency rules, but simply to track them better and to explain why it's an emergency. And we made that very clear in our floor statements in the House. I hope whoever carries it in the Senate will say the same thing.
Yeah. If I may add, Mr. Chair and Senator Gelser, we made it clear on the floor that, you know, there are other emergencies like forest fires,
right,
and sometimes fish and game issues and child care and other kinds of health concerns. This absolutely does not interfere, does not change the current standard, but it does create reporting and, I think, accountability, and then the opportunity for us as legislators to evaluate whether or not changes might be merited.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good for the question.
Vice Chair Thatcher.
Well, I think, too, it was brought up that not only will there be more oversight, a little more scrutiny, but we could see if there's an emerging pattern, if there's a particular agency that has more problems, and it may be completely justified, but it does allow us to a little, you know, more certain way of providing that scrutiny.
Yes.
You know, whether it's justified or not. So.
And if I may,
yes,
Senator,
please,
Mr. Chair and Senator Thatcher, you know, originally before the A engrossed, it was more direct, and we were starting to interfere very directly, and it seemed like it was time to step back, collect data, and move more prudently, and I think that was a wise move.
Okay, thank you both for coming and bringing us this bill.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for slipping this one in under the wire.
Yes. Yeah. Very definitely. Close.
Okay, we have Caleb Hayes and Scott Gallant, please. Mr. Gallant, you want to go first, or Caleb, do you have a preference?
Okay, go. My name is Caleb Hayes. I'm here on behalf of the Coalition for a Healthy Oregon. We are an organization made up of organizations that are affiliated with coordinated care organizations throughout the state, 8 out of 16 throughout the state. You know, agencies have the ability to adopt temporary rules for a period of 180 days without a public process. In such cases, agencies are required to prepare a statement of findings that its failure to act promptly will result in a serious prejudice to the public or the interest of parties concerned and the specified reasons for its finding of prejudice. As we have worked with the OHA over the past several months, we've noticed a pattern. When enacting a temporary rule, the OHA generally only writes, quote, the authority finds that failure to act promptly will result in serious prejudice to the public interest, end quote, and it may list other interested parties, but does not justify the need for the emergency. This, coupled with frequent use of the temporary rule process rather than the traditional RAC process, is the impetus for this bill. The bill offers a legislative oversight tool, a chance to compare side by side how agencies use the temporary rule process, and a chance to understand why temporary rules were used to begin with. Ultimately, this is about transparency, legislative oversight, and accountability. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Scott Gallant, representing Family Care. I had a brief conversation with Senator Burdick on another issue a few weeks ago where she, quote, said, the more I hear about this bill, the less likely I'm to continue to support it. So unless there are some significant questions about a bill that merely is going to provide you with information, I think I will stop there and be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
I don't know, that had a real chilling effect, Scott, on our questioning. I sense some friendliness to this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We hope you do move it out today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anyone else that wanted to speak to this bill? Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Meyer, and I'm here representing the Native Fish Society. We think this is a good idea. We supported it on the House side. We think it provides sheds a little light on what now is a pretty closed process, and will make agencies think twice before they just jump automatically into an emergency temporary rule when, in fact, maybe it should go through the regular rewriting process. So we support it. Think it's a good idea. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Meyer? Okay, thanks, Jim. Okay, with that, I'm going to close our public hearing on House Bill 4106, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4106.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4106A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Thatcher has moved House Bill 4106A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Motion passes. And anyone in particular like to carry it? Yes, the good vice chair will carry.
I love you.
Okay, so I've closed the work session on House Bill 4106. And colleagues, just I want to remind you, I sent you a notice about the Salem-Keizer School District having an open house for their CTE programs on Thursday. And I think their hope had been that we would go on the afternoon tour since we weren't going to be meeting here. But I think, as you know, we're going to be otherwise occupied, so that's not going to work. There is still a morning tour that is going to be somewhere. The CTEC, the Career Technical Education Center, which does commercial manufacturing, residential construction, cosmetology, and 3D design. So this is your chance to get yourself replicated. It starts at just before 8 o'clock and then gets back here at 10. So if you happen to be free in the morning, that would be great. I'm going to try to make that if I can. So any other announcements for the good of the order?
Yes, are waffles tomorrow morning from 8:30 to 9:30.
All right, then I will certainly come to Salem tomorrow. Any others? Okay, then. Colleagues, we are adjourned. We are adjourned. Colleagues.